And the Federal Reserve has shaved another 0.5 point off a key interest rate. The federal funds rate is now 3%, the lowest it's been in roughly 2.5 years. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has some answers on what that means for the consumer.
With interest rates falling, this may be an excellent time to refinance your home. Rates, says Gail Cunningham of the nonprofit National Foundation for Credit Counseling, are now hovering at about 5.5% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan.
That's an excellent rate. You know, balanced against what it was last year at this time, it was 6.32%.
Individuals with variable or adjustable rate mortgages that are about to reset will see their rates go up, but not quite as high as they might have been without the Fed's intervention. Nonetheless, experts say that many people with variable loans would be better off with fixed-rate ones and should switch. With respect to credit cards, most have preset rates, so they won't change automatically. But Cunningham says with interest rates falling, your bank may be willing to cut the rate on your credit card if you ask.
I'm going to suggest that people look at your interest rate, and if it's 10% or above, pick up the phone and start calling.
Individuals with good credit may be rewarded, and if not, Cunningham suggests looking for another credit card issuer, one with lower rates. Other items? Home equity loans, which are often linked to what the Fed does, are likely to be lower in the coming days, as will car loans for new buyers. Finally, while much of this is good news for borrowers, it's bad news for savers. Rates on certificates of deposit are declining at a time when inflation is rising. Nationwide, the average rate for a one-year CD is just over 4% and could drop even more. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.